This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. These days, sleighs are most often remembered in song, but long before all-wheel drive and snow tires, they were essential winter transportation. Northwest Missouri State student Ben Nully profiled a Missouri farmer who's known for his collection of antique sleighs.
15 years ago, cattle farmer Bill Engel went to an auction in northeast Iowa when he bought his first wooden sleigh. He noticed people purchased these historic vehicles just to tear them apart.
They were taking the runner parts and making them into coffee tables. And I said, oh my goodness, that's too much. There's so much history.
Sleighs were used for everyday tasks such as farming, delivering mail, hauling groceries and firewood, but they were also used for family fun.
Getting together as a family, and that's where many of the songs are derived and centered around.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Engel says the song is spot on.
The joy of togetherness and fellowship and warmth and just all good things associated with the season.
When he was much younger, Engel used to offer sleigh rides to people touring his sleigh shop. Now at age 76, he just remembers the thrill of riding in one.
There's something about the cold and cuddling up in a sleigh with a blanket on top and to hear and to watch the breath of the horses and the crisp of the night, the moon, the full moon. It encompasses all of the things that are good and enjoyable and should have been experienced by a lot of people.
Once Engel started filling his barn with sleighs, word spread, and now he has over 100, and those sleighs have put tiny Denver, Missouri on the map.
Many times people call and say, where in Denver are you located? And they think I'm in Denver, Colorado. No. They can't visualize because I don't even have a restroom here other than an outhouse.
Denver, Missouri is a quiet little town sandwiched between the rolling hills of northwest Missouri, and it's about 20 minutes south of Iowa. Only 39 people live there. The few buildings in town are mostly either run down and abandoned, but inside the old drugstore, Engel reveals his collection.
Now, these are all cutters up here, and a cutter is basically a one seat, two people.
Across the street, he opens the door to even more sleighs. They sit in a former hardware store / funeral home that dates back to 1912. The sleighs fill up six more buildings wall to wall. Some of the sleighs are small, not much bigger than a bicycle, and others are bulky behemoths that took teams of horses to pull them through the snow. They come in a rainbow of colors, from John Deere green to cherry red. Actually, wait a minute. Engel says one is blood red.
Most sleighs that were red have been repainted. But if you'll find some that have not been repainted, there was a red, and it was made out of ox blood.
Most of Engel's sleighs date back to more than 100 years, coming from all over the U.S., and he didn't have to buy them all.
This lady here from Virginia was dying and of cancer and said she wanted her sleigh to be taken care of. And so I said, well, send it to me. And we got it together and I called her and she had died that night. She was at peace to know that the sleigh was taken care of.
Engel wants to do more than just save sleighs, but save what they represent.
I guess just the matter of you like them and you feel comfort with them and you try to better them and maintain them.
Engel hopes one day his children and grandchildren will continue his tradition and keep the stories and memories alive through each and every sleigh collected. For KCUR News, I'm Ben Nully.